Texte numéro 133. Why we use graphic novels to teach math and physics. Post-pandemic, some educators are trying to re-engage students with technology, like videos, computer gaming or artificial intelligence, just to name a few. But teachers using these tools often struggle to retain students' attention, often competing with the latest social media phenomenon. Graphic novels offering visual information with text provide a means to engage students without losing the rigour of textbooks. Two educators in math and physics have found graphic novels to be effective. In addition to covering a wide range of topics and audiences, graphic novels can explain tough topics without alienating students averse to STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. They help dive into topics beyond what is possible in a time-constrained class. Graphic novels offer the best of two worlds, a hybrid between modern and traditional media. This integration of text with images and diagrams is especially useful in STEM disciplines that require quantitative reading and data analysis skills, like math and physics. For example, our collaborator Jason Ho uses Max the Demon versus Entropy of Doom to teach his physics students about entropy. This topic can be particularly difficult for students because it's one of the first times when they can't physically touch something in physics. Instead, students have to rely on math and diagrams to fill in their knowledge. Rather than stressing over equations, Ho's students focus on understanding the subject more conceptually. This approach helps build their intuition before diving into the algebra. They get a feeling for the fundamentals before they have to worry about equations. Students learning math and physics today are surrounded by math anxiety and trauma, which often lead to their own negative associations with math. Graphic novels can help make math more accessible, not only for students themselves, but also for parents or students learning to be teachers. In a geometry course, secondary education students don't memorize formulas and fill out problem sheets. Instead, they read Who Killed Professor X?, a murder mystery in which all of the suspects are famous mathematicians. The suspects' alibis are justified through problems from geometry, algebra, and pre-calculus. While trying to understand the hidden geometry of suspect relationships, students often forget that they are doing math, focusing instead on poring over secret hints and notes needed to solve the mystery. Although this is just one experience for these students, it can help change things for students experiencing mathematical anxiety. It boosts their confidence and shows them how math can be fun. In addition to being viewed favourably by students, graphic novels can enhance student learning by improving written communication skills, reading comprehension, and critical literacy skills. And even outside the classroom, graphic novels support long-term memory. Adapted from theconversation.com, August 2023.